Welcome to Taking Care of Your Business, ideas for leaders who are humble, hungry, and smart. The best leaders understand that organizational teams are not static. They don't stand still. Teams change. Sometimes they progress forward, other times they go backward. This is the second in a two-part series about the five stages of development for teams. It's called Cog's Ladder, and the premise is that teams have to step up. They have to collectively climb up a developmental ladder to become high performing. And it's up to the leader to help them get there. Last time I focused on the first two stages. The first is the polite stage, and the second is, why are we here? Today we focus on stages 3, 4, and 5. Stage 3 is about striving for power, where members compete for stature and influence within the team. Listening declines, criticism increases, and team identity remains weak. Individual agendas come into play, and things can get heated as personalities clash. The leader may fear the group is collapsing into anarchy, but in reality, it's a normal stage of development. Different roles emerge. Dominators flex their muscle, followers go along, harmonizers balance individual needs with group needs, and gatekeepers make sure everyone is heard. Some push aggressively and rise to the top, while others sit back or quietly take sides. It's the leader's job to manage conflict, promote active listening, and teach humility. Navigating what can be a turbulent phase allows the group to move into the fourth stage, cooperation. By now, individuals accept their positions within the group. They're willing to compromise, and team spirit begins to replace competition. There's more creativity, energy, and trust as the group works toward common goals. The best leaders are patient and allow time for the group to live into new ways of working together. Social events can be particularly helpful, and the best leaders encourage appropriate self-disclosure, creative thinking, and new ideas. If you've successfully guided your team through the previous four stages, it will reach the final stage of high performance, or what some call esprit de corps, a feeling of pride and loyalty. Members no longer worry about getting approval because they know they're respected. Conflicts are addressed, and morale is high. Importantly, competitive energy is no longer focused on getting ahead within the group, but on beating the competition out in the marketplace. Five stages of team development. The first, polite. The second, why are we here? The third, striving for power. The fourth, cooperation. And the fifth, peak performance. How are you guiding your teams to climb up the ladder of development to become the best version of itself? Thanks for joining. Until next time, I'm Jeff Oak.